And if the big hand were on the nine.
Well, it would be a quarter of the four.
You ever say anything else for 3:30? It's
half past. I've lived with different families. I've got different.
Sure. We all do have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If a man says, crops weren't much good last year, I hope they'll be better.
The coming year.
Or not.
Or even, next year.
Or
this year. I've heard that all three now come the coming year, the next year.
Uh-huh. Now, how would you refer to something that happened about 12 months ago? It happened about,
It happened 12 months ago.
No, just about 12 months is a year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it happened about 6 months ago, I guess you'd say.
It was 12 months, though.
12 months, oh.
It happened about...
About a year ago? Is that what you're after?
Uh-huh. The,
Think a thing. I don't mm-hmm. think too... I've been sick a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go on. Uh-huh. If the weather was bad this morning and it's nice this afternoon, you might say the weather is faring up, would you say? Or?
Fair. I never say faring. I always say fair.
But to indicate...
Or clearing.
Clearing?
Mm-hmm. I've seen use that word.
You wouldn't say clearing up, probably.
No, I don't. Just clear. Well, I have used clearing up, too, now. Mm-hmm.
But clearing came easiest and first.
Yes, clearing. It's clearing.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a lot of... some bad weather, and there was a lot of flashes, and it was in the summertime, a lot of flashes in the sky, and a lot of noise, you'd say we had a...
Thunderstorm. Mm-hmm.
And
or an electric storm. I've used both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you might look out in the morning and see trees down and roofs half off, and you say, it looks like the wind...
blew hard last night. I guess that's what I'd mm-hmm. say.
You look out and you see, you can't see anything because of some stuff in the air. It's so thick you can't see. It's probably a...
Fog.
And you might say the weather's very...
Hazy.
Or
cloudy or hazy.
You say it's fog, so you might say...
Hazy, I would use, I would think, because...
And you wouldn't say foggy?
Foggy, yes. Mm-hmm. And hazy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hazy's about the same thing.
Sure, okay. Now, if you didn't have any rain for about 2 months, you might say we had quite a...
Dry spell.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have rain for 4 months, you might say...
Drop.
How long is that? About dry spell is
short. A dry spell would be about 9 months or 12 months, wouldn't it?
Dry spell or a drop?
A drop is a dry... I would think, now, you know.
About 9 months. Mm-hmm. Well, this varies, depends on...
It does. We don't have them too often, but we have had them.
Mm-hmm. And if we didn't have much wind in the morning, but had quite a bit of wind in the afternoon, you might say, looks like the wind is...
Is rising.
That's a word I never heard used that way until I moved out here.
Yeah.
Never heard rising.
Uh-huh. What did you use?
Everybody says it around here. Picking up.
Picking up. Uh-huh. I never hear that.
Now, if in the afternoon, say you had a lot of wind in the morning and not much in the afternoon, you'd say it looks like the wind has...
died down. Have you used that here, heard that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Died down. Or
died down or dying down.
Dying down, either one.
Now, late in October, you look out on the lawn, you see some white stuff covering the yard.
Frost.
And you'd never call that a freeze?
No, we'd call that a frost. The first.
And you might say it was so cold last night that the lake...
Froze over.
And the room we're in right now is...
The living room.
Did you ever call it anything else when you were a child?
Yes, we called it the parlor. The sitting room or parlor.
Our sitting room.
Yes.
Was a parlor and a living room? Did you have a living room too? Or?
We always had a living room and a parlor.
Mm-hmm. I never went in the parlor.
Yes, we did. We used our...